today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. In the sixth of Ramadan 1444, please accept our salam and salutations from this program. Today is a special from IRIB English Radio.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is Tuesday, is the 6th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment of today's special, we'll listen to chapter Al-Kahf, verse 58.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ma ashhadtuhum khalqas samawati wal ardi wa la khalqa anfusihim wa ma kuntum muttakhidhal mudillina 'adada.
I did not make them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth, or to the creation of themselves, and I would not have taken the misguiders as assistants.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah is both just and all-forgiving. His justice requires that the sinners must be punished, but because of His forgiveness, His respites men to repent. Then if he does not repent, He will treat him with His justice. Thus, the manner of Allah in training men is that He respites them up to the last stage, and unlike to the arrogant people of the world, He never punishes them promptly. But His all-embracing mercy always requires that He gives the evildoers the maximum respite. Dear brothers and sisters, in Persian we have a famous compound that is the spring of servitude that is special for the month of Ramadan. So for today, on the spring of servitude, we'll look at the ways of servitude. We are fortunate to have Ramadan, the blessed month of mercy and forgiveness, back in our lives once again. Alhamdulillah, this month excels all other months regarding sublimity and nobility. It's sublime because it is the month of Allah, and it's noble because it revives our souls as rainwater revives the parched and barren earth. Our souls, due to excess of sins and negligence of Allah's remembrance, become unresponsive to the remembrance of Allah and words of guidance. Ramadan, the August month of mercy and forgiveness, brings back life in our souls with fasting, prayers, reading of Holy Quran, abstinence from sins, and increased remembrance of Allah. As each moment of this glorious month is vitally important, we should make our best efforts to receive maximum benefit from this blessed month.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The holy month of Ramadan, the only month of the year mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. That's how special it is. At this stage, some of us could be a bit overwhelmed or perhaps slightly intimidated. So much going on, so much to prepare for and to do as well. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us great news about Ramadan. It's the month of Allah. Every month belongs to the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this one he has specially selected. We are all his guests, and there are plentiful gifts for each person accepting his invitation. What a great honor. Hence, it's a month full of mercy, forgiveness, and blessings. It has the best days, the best nights, and the best hours. Even sleeping during Ramadan is considered worship. But please don't sleep too much. Given all this and more, we must value and cherish every moment of it and embrace it with positivity and excitement. Leave any worries or negative thoughts today and welcome this month with huge anticipation. In the Holy Quran, chapter 2, 185, we may have come across the ayah that tells us Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, full of guidance and distinction, etc. But at the end, we may have not paid attention to what the Almighty wants us to do. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Be thankful, he says. When you're invited to a magnificent feast with so many delicacies and so much food, or someone showers you with gifts, you feel so indebted to them. And usually, you express thanks and gratitude. This month is all about thankfulness and saying Alhamdulillah all the time. We mustn't let anything change that. It's all about the mindset of a grateful servant of God who does what the Almighty has asked, knowing it's for his or her own benefit. The Prophet's sermon, Welcoming Ramadan, is a great starting point and a must read today. Over 23 brilliant pointers are mentioned to really inspire us during the holy month. For example, if we improve our mannerism in Ramadan, the Prophet promises that we will obtain a special pass on the day of judgment, on the bridge going to paradise, when many will fail. Similarly, the Holy Messenger warns anyone who cuts family ties in this month with the severing of God's mercy from them on the day of Qiyamah. Read and discuss this sermon with friends and family, and perhaps draw up a personal plan of action and review throughout the weeks.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes. وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ وَمَضَاتُ خَيْرٍ لِلْعِبَادِ وَمَضَاتُ نُورٍ لِلْفُؤَادِ
Again, Ramadan and the spring of souls. One of the most well-known exegist of the Holy Quran, Allama Tabatabai, may Allah bless his souls, elucidates the spiritual merits of fasting and explains how fasting results in piety and nearness to Allah. He said, "There is no doubt that one may achieve piety through fasting. Everyone naturally feels that for union with the sublime world of holiness and for rising to the height of perfection and spirituality, man should first of all restrain himself from gratifying material desires. He should keep away from satisfying the body's lust and purge his soul from the love of worldly affairs. This is piety, taqwa, which is achieved through abstinence from lust and desires. Even more beneficial and more effective for the common man is the abstinence from common lawful desires like food and drink. This trains him to keep away from unlawful things and creates in him the will to guard himself against sin and evil and to come nearer to Allah.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio and how to serve Allah in Ramadan. Remembering Allah is essential in achieving closeness to Him. You can remember Him by engaging in dhikr. Keep your tongue busy remembering Allah. Dhikr is a powerful tool to increase the taqwa. Integrate dhikr in the days and nights of Ramadan. We need to ask Allah for His help, especially if it is to get closer to Him or become better at worshipping Him. We need to seek refuge in Allah in everything. Say Astaghfirullah, Allah, to erase your sins. Say Alhamdulillah, so Allah will give you more. And so on and so forth, inshallah.
It is true that Ramadan is about worship and hard work, yet a clear message emerges from the teachings of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "When the month of Ramadan starts, start working harder and struggle against yourself." Yes, indeed, it's the month of fighting the inner desires and temptations. It's all about embracing willpower and self-control. The goal is to be able to say no to wrong temptations much easier after Ramadan than before it. Hence, we shouldn't get tired or lazy in this month, but realize the fruits of those who work hard during it. In the final days before Ramadan, it is reported that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam informed his companion Abu Salt of the need to ask for forgiveness from sins now, i.e. not wait until the night of Qadr. He explains that Tawbah at the beginning ensures we enter the month with sincerity. Imam al-Ridha also encourages the removal of hate from the heart towards any believer, the fulfillment of any dues or anything entrusted with us, and being concerned with that which is our affair rather than discussing the affairs of others.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.
الحمد.